please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. At the beginning of the session, we had presented something on UNEA 7 preparation. So on that slide, you have seen that there was a meeting taking place yesterday with the Joint Bureau. In case people are not familiar, from our region, we have four countries serving in the Bureau, Hungary, Georgia, Belgium, and Sweden. And then in the Committee of Permanent Representatives, we have two, the Czech Republic and France. So yesterday, they actually went through the theme one more time, and they have proposed a theme called Solutions for an Equitable and Resilient Planet. However, this is not final. Next week, on the 14th, there will be the fourth round of the consultation. And then hopefully by 11th December is when we will have a final theme for UNEA 7. So that is point number one. Point number two, I apologize. I missed the cross-cutting session yesterday particularly on health and the education component. And one of the things I wanted to highlight is in the context of the EST work, at the Summit of the Future, building on two things we've done during the regional forum, where together with UNECE, UNESCO, and the Geneva Environment Network, we had organized a dedicated side event looking at what is the role of young people in advancing what is now in the UN called the six transitions. And then followed by an excellent UNECE forum on ESD that was held in Cyprus in June. So building on this too, at the action day at the summit, there were 2 days dedicated to actions, and the action days we organized together with Cyprus, with the chair of the ESD steering committee, Armenia, Portugal, a very high-level event entitled Empowering Youth for Sustainable Futures, and looking at the intergenerational responsibility and the skills that are needed for just transition. This was truly affirming the discussion and outcomes, as I said, both in the Limassol Forum, as well as at the regional forum in last April, on the need to equip young people with the right knowledge, skills, so that they can lead the transition to a sustainable development and be the real engine of transformation as the world moves to a net zero, nature positive, and zero pollution economies and societies. It also amplified the voices of young people, the member states, in addition to the co-organizers, education partners, private sector, and other UN agencies who were not involved in the past, the ILO and UNICEF. They actually sent the two deputy executive heads joined us for that session. And basically, the message is the growing need for scaling up education, knowledge, and skills for the green skills and jobs needed to address the triple planetary crisis. The reason I'm saying it, or I'm flagging it, is this is exactly in line with the ESD strategy for the region, particularly the one of the four strands, the number four, that is focusing on entrepreneurship, employment, and innovation in terms of education for sustainable development. So I just wanted to flag this too. And then finally, in addition to the IBC environment and climate, there are also two interesting IBCs that can actually support the work of this committee. One is the IBC on health and well-being, which is chaired by WHO. And we also, many of the issues that we're talking in the context of environment and health are actually captured. And the second one is the IBC on youth also, which education is also a component of that. Thank you very much.